You're listening to the Simple Pen Podcast, Pinterest for business advice that goes down smooth and easy. Here's your host, Kate All.
Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of the Simple Pen Podcast. This episode is sponsored by the Simple Pen Ad Society. I am your host today, Erin Harding, Director of Promoted Pins Management here at Simple Pen Media, and I am stepping in for Kate All because I want to bring you all the best tips and golden nuggets of information you'll need before you start using Pinterest paid ads for the holidays. My guest today is Alex Kopytoff. He is founder and president of Kingpin Services, a Pinterest advertising agency for e-commerce. He is also a part of the team here at Simple Pin Media, and we are so happy to have him here today. So, Alex, thanks so much for being with us.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Erin.
Of course. I am really excited about this episode because we are going to talk all about how and when to start your holiday advertising on Pinterest, who shops during the holidays, and campaign-specific tips. So before we dive in, I do want to tell you about our Simple Pin Ad Society. It's a membership community where we guide you through the ins and outs of advertising on Pinterest. Through live coaching calls, workshops, and exclusive membership forum, you will have all the tools you need at your fingertips to build, start, and run campaigns for you or your clients. So we'll drop the link in the show notes for you to find out more about the Ad Society. Okay, so let's start, Alex, by discussing what we know about holiday advertising on Pinterest. Can you just give us a brief overview?
Well, as we already know, Pinterest is a platform where people come to search and discover new ideas and inspiration. So holiday times are no exception. You know, people go to Pinterest first to search for gift ideas and inspiration. So since they're searching for the ideas early, that means you have to start advertising early. So just for some stats regarding some studies that Pinterest did, the brands that who start their holiday campaigns earlier in the season get better results on Pinterest. So 4.7 times more conversions when people are exposed to Pinterest ads earlier in the holiday season. And also brands who advertise early get an average of 6% of increase in sales.
Okay, so all really good reasons to promote your product or your offer during the holidays on Pinterest. So one thing that I think we know, but may come to as a surprise to others, is the most important thing to kind of know is timing when it comes to holiday advertising on Pinterest. So let's talk about that. What does timing look like?
So as I, you know, as we just mentioned, you know, people come to Pinterest first to search for gift ideas. So, you know, the advertising has to be started early. Another stat that they give is by Cyber Monday, which this year, 2021, it's Monday, November 29th, 60% of holiday gift sales would have already been made. So, so that being said, the most effective holiday campaigns start in September. And then they include additional phases over time. So now is the time to begin. But if you haven't launched your campaign yet, you know, don't worry, because the first step is awareness based, and you still have time to double up when the more converting months are ahead. So starting from September and October, it's a period of inspiration. And according to Pinterest best practices, it's the most effective time to launch a campaign for the holidays. Therefore, awareness and consideration campaigns should be the forefront of your ad strategy. As for the ad imagery, you may begin with the holiday terms and themes and imagery, but it's not necessary yet. Just having your pin appear in the feed is what's important at this point. So come November, shoppers are beginning to make purchases. So it's the perfect time to launch a conversion campaign. Pinterest suggests to keep running your awareness and consideration campaigns to prospect new clients. But for those without the budget to run three campaigns at once, which is hard to do, so my advice would be to opt for the conversion and consideration campaigns with the budget focus on conversions. So at this point, the ad visuals should be fully holiday themed design elements and have a strong call to action to convert now. Come December, January, purchases are still being made. So Pinterest suggests to keep the ad spend up and focused on performance. But again, for those with a limited budget, I would locate most of the ad spend between October and November, and then launch a catalog dynamic retargeting campaign to those who have added to cart to your store or visited your site, and a retargeting consideration campaign. So for those who have engaged with your pin, you can come do that in December once, you know, once your November period has come to a close.
Okay. So one thing that you mentioned is talking about December to January purchases. Now, obviously, to purchase gifts, if you're gift giving, prior to, you know, depending on shipping situations, you're probably going to start or you're going to stop your holiday shopping probably 1 to 2 weeks into December so that you know what you're purchasing will get there in time. However, there is an abundance of like gift card purchases during the holidays. And I really think, and I've actually seen that advertising for the holidays into January and even a little bit into February can still be really effective, especially for people who are spending the gift cards that they received in the holiday time. So I like that you noted that December to January. When I first, you know, years ago, when I first thought about, well, why would we be, you know, doing holiday advertising in January? I mean, people are returning gifts they don't want, right? Like,
yeah.
Oh, Aunt Sylvie got me this. This is not what I wanted. Doing like advertising for, you know, people who either want to return gifts or people who have gift cards to spend. So I think that's a good thing to know. So one of the things that you mentioned when you were talking about, so September to October kind of period, and then November, and then December to January, is the creatives and kind of how you implement different elements into your ad creatives during different times. So I want to talk about that a little bit. Let's kind of talk about how ads may differ in holiday times versus other times of the year, and what are some elements that can be added for sort of like a holiday feel?
Yeah. So obviously the messaging is different come the holidays. They're more gift-giving focused than they would be in the other months. And also other holiday terms that people are searching for would be like stocking stuffers and more, you know, gifts under the tree type of terms, but also, you know, gift guides and like gifts for men, gifts for women, gifts for kids. So that kind of messaging is more prevalent during the holidays. And as for the actual design elements, like the actual pins that you're seeing, like the colors, they're more, you know, as you know, the reds, greens, and golds are more around for holiday shopping, and also some kind of, you know, some kind of like art with that feature bows and like Christmas lights, and again, stockings, and and smaller things like holly berries and candy canes and poinsettias and, you know, snowflakes and Santa hats. So that kind of stuff is, you know, that it works a lot well. You can probably even use your highest performing pin and just putting those design elements on it. And, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
So, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so just use the actual pin. Well, you know, mimic it, duplicate it, and, you know, just do little elements to that, you know. But make sure that you're targeting a cold audience when you do that. You don't want to show the audience that engaged with that pin that same, you know, pin, unless that's really, you know, a strategy you want to go for. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, you don't want to use the same ad in front of the same audience. So, yeah. And also, you know, the calls to action are different for the holidays. You know, it's like, you know, give the gift of blank, you know, start gifting, deliver the perfect gift, shop the holiday collection. So it's a lot, you know, it's more targeted to the holidays. And yeah, basically just the imaging and like just you know, gift wrapping and stuff like that.
I have so many ideas when it comes to advertising on the holidays, because I think, you know, what we know to work in kind of advertising in general, we know that like unboxing videos work really well. And I think implementing those types of strategies into your holiday Pinterest strategy is really smart, because that kind of takes something that we already know works like throughout the year, and we're putting it into a time where people can imagine the person that they're gifting this to, you know, reacting in that way when they open. So things like, you know, unboxing videos can probably be a good option too. And then I love the idea of call to actions being very gift specific. I think that that's super smart. And then just the messaging around holiday and how we can add little bits of tiny messaging can really be helpful during the holidays. And that might be a little bit different from messaging, you know, the rest of the year. But I like those ideas, and especially the one that you were talking about, using ones that are already performing well and just adding a little bit of like holiday element to it, I think could be like, toss a gold bow on that and you're good to go.
Exactly. But that being said, it's also can be beneficial if you take action shots of your product and, you know, put it under the tree, put it in a stocking, you know, just to give it like a, you know, perspective of what it looks like as a gift. So if you have that ability to reshoot your product line, that would be great also.
I actually, that's a good point, because, you know, a lot of times we've already talked about timing, and oftentimes the holidays kind of sneak up on us and we're like, oh shoot, we should have already been prepared. I remember in our membership, our Simple Pin Ad Society community, I think it was June when I sent out the first email talking about that we, you know, we're prepping certain things for the holidays. And so it's like, I think people forget about that. And they get to a point where they're like, oh no, we should have been prepared.
Yeah.
Kind of already. So there may not be a whole lot of time to do extra photo shoots and things like that for the holidays. However, I will say that as a professional shopper and someone who does a lot of online shopping, when I can imagine myself or my children or whoever it is I'm gifting to opening that gift, whether it be like a small child near the Christmas tree opening a gift and the look on his face or the look on her face, I think that really speaks to the gift giver. So I think it's really smart, like you said, Alex, to kind of take that extra step or invest a little bit in imagery that would really benefit the holidays. Another thing about that is that I think stocking stuffer type messaging with imagery works really, really well, especially for small products. And one thing that we know is that oftentimes, you get a higher, you may get like, someone may buy five different products instead of one because they're so small and they're like perfect for stocking stuffers. So I think that that's a good kind of message to use too, as far as a holiday goes.
Yeah. And just to give an example that just popped in my head about a client that I had who had wood burning signs, and they redid, they did reshot, and in the wood burning designs, it had like Merry Christmas, and so they did their own, and it was a shot in a video, which worked really well. As a matter of fact, it was still performing really well come March. It was their highest performing pin. So that just goes back to what we were saying about December, January. It, it doesn't end there. So you can still launch a campaign, and if it still performs, keep it running, and then you can use it again the following year. It's if you still have, that product line.
Interesting. Because, one thing that we've talked about before is, and we get this question a lot, is should I use pins that are already performing well organically to promote? And, that question is, or the answer can go multiple directions. But I think when you get enough push behind a pin, it can kind of like take off, right? And so I think that that's interesting. You said that about a holiday pin still working well in March. My guess is there was enough, push behind that pin that it continued to do really well. And so that's interesting that you said that, but makes a lot of sense too. So one thing that Pinterest has told us this year is that there are what they have identified as six types of holiday shoppers. So kind of six different personas of pinners who are shopping. And so I want to kind of talk about that a little bit, because that could very well, something may spark your interest, or you may kind of resonate with one of these particular types of people who shop. So I just wanted to kind of go over those a little bit. So one of the personas that Pinterest has identified is the early bird. So the nature of a typical pinner is to plan, but these people are kind of next level, and they're really trying to find the best deals or offers and start their journey much earlier than most. So something to think about when appealing to the early bird is coupon codes, free offers, or buy one, get one messaging can really appeal to this type of shopper. We also have the traditionalist. So this pinner wants everything to be normal this year, don't we all? But really think about this type of person is more of a ritualistic person. So during the holidays, they want specific things to happen year over year. They want to stick to what they know works, which is certain type of dessert, maybe opening one gift on Christmas Eve as a ritual, doing the same holiday roast every year. Nothing will change for this pinner. They want everything to be the same as the year before and the year before that. So regardless of what is going on in the world, the traditionalist wants everything to be the same.
That's me, by the way. That's totally you. Me.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's good to know, because next up is my this is who I am. We're going to talk about the self-gifter next. So this dinner is kind of a one for them, one for me type of person. I am 100% this person, guilty. So don't forget to speak to the self-gifter as well as the giver. So think about buy one, get one. That is a really great offer to promote when trying to speak to the self-gifter. Messaging around maybe like a gift to you from Santa, things like that. Because I'm going to probably say, and I hope my husband isn't listening to this podcast, but I'm going to say that for the amount of money I spend on gifting to other people, I probably spend another like half that on myself. You know, because it's easy to do that. So
you deserve it.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of self-gifters do have that kind of I deserve it thing. And more for me, I'm kind of like, I want this. I'm just going to get it. And I'm going to put from Santa on it and I'll see and everything will be all good. So, but just think about that type of gifter as well, the self-gifter. And then we have the rookie host. And so this is the very first time that they're going to be hosting the big holiday get together. It might even be the first time that they're hosting ever. So think about easy batch cocktails, appetizers, hostess gift giving, and any product that will make their bash a blast. So just think about all the things that go into hosting and entertaining for the holidays, but from a perspective of someone who is doing this for the very first time, maybe using messaging like easy, simple. And then we have the shipping first shopper. They actually don't want to be bothered at all with ordering a gift, having it sent to them, having to wrap it up and then send it off again. They want the least amount of steps to give a thoughtful gift. So messaging to this type of shopper should include things like free gift wrapping, guaranteed shipping times, free shipping, or delivery to their doorstep. So think about those little additions that you offer. If this is something that you offer with your product or your service, think about how you can speak to the person who doesn't want to mess with any of that. And then this is lastly, we have next level party planner. And so this is the hostess with the mostest, as they say, and they want extravagant outfits. They want photo backdrops. They want signature cocktails and anything that's Instagram worthy. So you can reach this pinner by being playful, colorful, sparkly, and fun when it comes to messaging and imagery on your ads. These people will also most likely be attracted to videos. So kind of think about that when you're creating your ads. So now that we've talked about who is actually shopping, how and when to reach them, let's talk a little bit, Alex, about the actual campaign itself. So when it comes to campaigns during the holidays, how will they differ from campaigns that run outside of the holiday season?
Well, they would differ in a couple ways. Well, first, the keywords that would be using in the campaigns, they'll be more holiday focused because that's what pinners are searching for. So they're more like gift giving, targeted pins. So like holiday gifts for my husband, for example, or like stocking stuffer ideas for my kids. So the keywords that people are bidding on are, and what pinners are searching for are different than they would be if they were in July, for example. So, but the biggest amount, I mean, the biggest difference is the amount of the cost of advertising come around this period, because, you know, more businesses are trying to reach buyers and customers. So the competition for that ad space is high. So the cost per action of acquiring a new customer increases. So you're going to have to take that into consideration when you choose your budget for the holiday season compared to what you would during the earlier part of the year, because there are a lot more advertisers that are spending those advertising dollars to get those eyeballs looking at their ads. So take that into consideration when you are planning in your budget. Also, The pinners, I feel, have a more down funnel mentality than they would be during other periods of the year. So people are more willing to buy now than buy later, as it would be the case in February, let's say, because as you said, it's a platform for ideas and inspiration. But now that, you know, now that there's a deadline, so people are more willing to act quickly or quicker than they would be, you know, at a different part of the year.
I think it's interesting because what Pinterest has identified as the different types of shoppers and then also the timing with things tends to really kind of go along with what I know my natural sort of shopping kind of strategy is in my life, which is I start kind of looking around, you know, the beginning of September because I don't want to miss any of the... One thing I've learned with kids is that, you know, you'll get the holiday gift guides from the big stores like Target and things like that quite a bit early. And what happens is your kids get a hold of them. They see these things that they have to have. And by the time you can even make it to the store, they're sold out, right? So kind of that early, like taking a look at what's, you know, what's new for the season and looking at what you really want to do and getting the best, you know, deal. And then kind of that takes you into October where you start thinking, and also don't forget in September, you know, people may be looking at that save metric, which is people are saving your ad because they don't want to forget what you have to offer, but they're not quite ready to buy. So thinking about that, maybe doing things in the meantime, like getting them on your email list or having them sign up for your email list by offering like a 20% off discount or things like that. Because now you have not only their attention, but you have their email and you can kind of, you know, nurture them in that way. So there's lots of opportunities on Pinterest for the holidays. And I really...
And don't forget also, sorry to cut you off, but like all of those, you know, the engagements and the saves, don't forget that they come in handy when you want to do a retargeting campaign. If you want to reach, you know, the last minute buyers and you can run a campaign for those that have engaged with your pins in the month of September and run a campaign targeting them in December or later on in the year. So those, and that's a big advantage of Pinterest over in, any other platform in digital marketing is that, you know, pinners are actually saving your ads. You know, name me one other place where you can, you know, have your audience save your ads and share them and, you know, make it go, you know, viral. So, yeah, so that's just, I can talk for hours about how great Pinterest advertising is, but we can save that for another podcast.
Well, I know. Well, you and I both, I mean, I feel like we have meetings and all of a sudden we're like, oh, it's been 2 hours.
But yeah.
It's nice to be able to chat and kind of discuss with, you know, people who are used to advertising during the holidays or even, you know, throughout the year, because every person comes with a different experience and every product is different. Every business is different. So it's not really a one size fits all. But what we know for holiday advertising on Pinterest is that what we've talked about is kind of typical of the Pinterest shopper. Another thing that you mentioned that I think is worth maybe mentioning again is when we talk about doing the different types of campaigns, I wanted to just kind of talk about this real quick before we head out, because people may not be aware if they're going into the holiday season, they may not quite be, because a lot of people advertise, like I've seen a lot of companies already advertising right now that I haven't seen on Pinterest ever before. My guess is that because a lot of companies have a higher advertising budget during the holidays, they kind of use platforms that they may not use year round. So instead of just putting all of their eggs in Google and Facebook or whatever, that they're actually kind of branching out into Pinterest just during the holidays potentially. So for someone who doesn't advertise on Pinterest year round, what does it mean to start with like a consideration campaign versus a conversion campaign? And at what point and what types of audience targeting do we know to work for those? And at what point would you want to potentially switch to the other type of campaign to really get the most bang for your buck, especially during the holidays? Do you want to cover that a little bit?
Yeah, it's loaded.
but even just like a brief overview, because yeah. I think that you mentioned a couple times about retargeting, and I just think it would be great to kind of just, you know, I know it's like off of what we were going to talk about, but I think it might be interesting for people who don't typically, you know, use Pinterest.
Yeah. Well, I think the brands that you mentioned earlier about starting, you know, that you haven't seen them in Pinterest before, those are the kinds of brands that have a large budget for digital advertising in the holiday season. So they're spreading across different platforms. And to have an awareness to start with an awareness campaign on Pinterest, you need the advertising budget for that. 9 times out of 10, first starters on Pinterest begin with a consideration campaign, and you get a garnered audience, and your audience comes to your website and convert, and then, you know, you progress to a conversion campaign and then a shopping campaign. So there are different like ways to go around it depending on what your budget is. But yeah, I think, you know, did I answer the question? You want to elaborate?
Well, no, I think that's great to note that, especially if you are just starting advertising on Pinterest, maybe this is the first year and you're starting out seasonally, just to note that we do recommend starting out with consideration campaigns and really just identifying your audience, being able to see how people interact with you on Pinterest, especially if it's your first time. Once you can start kind of identifying the audiences and gathering that data, and trying to get those events, going on through your campaign, you can then kind of move to a conversion campaign. And a conversion campaign really in the conversion campaign, you're optimizing for one of those events, whether it be checkout, add to cart, or signups, or whatever. So I do think that just noting that is smart, because you definitely don't want to just start off with a conversion campaign. Yeah. It's just not going to work well if it's your first time.
Yeah.
So we have covered today. I feel like we're both fast talkers, so we've covered quite a bit in just 30 minutes, but we've covered how and when to start your holiday advertising on Pinterest, who shops on Pinterest during the holidays, and how to use different elements inside your advertising and different campaign-specific tips as you go into advertising on Pinterest during the holidays. So, before we go, I just want to make sure that you don't forget to check the show notes for a link to the Simple Pin Ad Society. We hope to see you in there. And thank you so much for joining us today. Alex, thank you so much.
Thanks, Erin.